Entertain a motion to come out of recess into public hearings.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
I have a yes. We're now in time for public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to read the rules of procedure for the County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds a public hearing on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. Then there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sign-in sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that prior speakers have already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, Council will do likewise. And Mr. President, the first hearing today is conditional use number 2092, filed on behalf of Timothy Robinson. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a produce stand to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.9 acres, more or less, located on the east side of Gordy Road, on the west side of Sussex Highway, U.S. Route 13, at the intersection. The tax parcels District 332, Map 1, Parcel 67.01. The 901 address is 32129 Gordy Road, Laurel. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on August 24th of this year. At that meeting, the Planning Commission recommended approval for the retail sales of produce for conditions 1 through 6, with conditions A through M. Thank you. I'm sorry, that is not A through M. It is A through H. 1 through 5, A through H. Thanks.
Thank you. Any questions from council? If not, is the applicant here and would like to, would you come forward, please? After giving us your name and address, would you explain to council what you're trying to do and why they should grant the application?
Sure. My name's Timothy Robinson, 32129 Gordy Road, Laurel, Delaware, 19956. And basically, what I want to do is a retail you know, produce stand slash, you know, when I retire, I'd like to do furniture that I make, you know, in my barn and that kind of stuff.
Okay. Any questions from council? Good quality?
With that?
I said good quality, your furniture?
So.
Okay.
So the application's for not only a produce stand, but also the ability to sell some other items, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Retail, says retail, same.
Retail.
Okay.
Right. Some retail right now. Okay.
Yeah, are you planning on bringing things to sell beyond what you're making?
Well, produce, that was the main reason I applied for this, because I know I can sell what I grow,
right?
But it's extremely difficult to grow enough to, you know, sustain it. So yeah, you know, watermelons, tomatoes, whatever I would buy. Yeah.
Okay. In other words, you're not looking to build a store and like a regular grocery store, I guess is what I'm asking.
No. If anything, it would be something like Wright's Market or something, you know, in that area where I could sell, you know, honey and
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would point out there was a question about furniture, maybe potential retail sales of furniture. The actual ordinance that was advertised was for a produce stand to be located. So it is for the produce stand.
Okay.
After saying that, the question of his other items other than retailing other items other than, as long as it's maybe a minor, I mean.
What is the position that planning and zoning takes on that?
Typically, it's always been a produce stand is fruits and vegetables and other goods of that, like the honey would be something that would be permissible. Typically, sometimes you'll see, you know, Christmas trees or wreaths at the holidays, but typically it's not a nature of like furniture or large, you know, you might have something small, but it's the majority of the use is for produce.
Okay. So at some point when you do retire, you may need to come back in and have the conditions expanded.
Yeah. It sounds like a few crafty items would be okay, but if it became a building full of furniture, we'd have problems.
Don't work. Correct.
Yeah.
So you turn people right inside.
Okay. Any other questions from council? Mr. Burton?
Are you planning on using the whole site? I mean, you got 5 acres of ground. Are you putting the, where's the produce stand going to go?
It's actually going to go in a corner
right here. Okay, so it won't be on 13.
Yeah, no, we're going to plan. We want to do pick your own beans, strawberries, that kind of stuff. You know, so we are going to grow our own produce as well. But
on that whole
on
acreage.
That whole property, yes.
Okay. And then are you, I'm assuming, Janelle, the site plan would have to have a parking and...
Correct.
All that stuff. So you know you got that to look forward to, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions.
Okay. Any other questions from council?
In other words, you're not buying or selling. You're not buying and selling?
Produce, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you selling processed honey or... A raw honey.
Hadn't sold any yet.
No.
Well, I got to ask what the intentions is, George.
There's no samples today. Quick question for you. Item number 5B, it says limited to 1 week prior to Easter Sunday through November 1st. So because you are only looking for that time frame, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Just to reconfirm. What your desire is.
Okay. Yeah, that.
Any more questions to council?
Does the sign have to be lighted? And is it important, I guess, so people, a lighted sign? So sometimes it's a agricultural residential district and you did have like a residence across the street.
Yes.
Sometimes your neighbors could find it looking too commercial, be offensive to them or stuff like that. So is how critical is a lighted sign?
It's not, no. No, I don't expect
32
to be open.
Feet, 32 feet is fairly good size, but
yes.
Probably for what you're doing.
That highway.
Yeah.
Thoughts on restricting it to just a sign and not lit? Is that an agreement down there?
Well, he all of the light shine on a sign.
Well, I'll make a, when we get a chance.
When we have the.
If you'll make some wording for that, Mr.
There is a sign on the property. It used to be, everybody knows it as the Brits Dutch Inn sign.
Mm-hmm. Is that a permitted?
It's a permitted sign.
Good
sign,
okay.
Yeah.
Is that the one you're going to use?
That's the one I'm going to use, yeah.
Oh, you're just going to switch it, okay.
Yeah.
So it all currently is this sign.
And it's already lit, is that correct?
No, the lighting has been gone for years.
There's no lighting there.
I mean, but it's the sign, I'm sorry, just to clarify, is the sign on 113, or on 13?
The sign is.
It is, if I recall.
Right here.
Right there in the corner.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, okay, that's, I don't know, light on 13 is, I would say, almost appropriate, but you don't care.
No.
He's not going to be open at night anyway.
Exactly.
If there are no other questions for counsel, did you have any other witnesses or anything else you wanted to add?
Just myself.
Okay.
If not,
is there anyone else that would like to comment on this application? Anyone else like to comment? If not, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We will close public hearing. It's okay. Rest of council, close the public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
Yes. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a produce stand to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 5.9 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 4 with conditions 5A through H.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant conditional use 2092. For the reasons stated by planning and zoning and with the conditions 5A through H. Questions on the motion?
Could I amend E to strike the word lighted?
Sure you can. We'll back up. We'll take about, we should have done that earlier.
I know.
I always do.
It was moving a little too fast for me.
Well, I'm making to be your ease. It takes time. who had the second on that?
Well, did we have the motion and second it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we need who's the second? Can you take your second back for the time being? And Rob, you take your motion back?
I'll take it back.
Okay. Now, Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we amend E of the conditions under 5 that would just strike the word lighted.
I'll second it.
Have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlett, to amend condition 5E and strike the word lighted. So it would now read one sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. Questions on the motion?
It's just on the light deal, right?
We're taking the light off the sign, yeah.
Take light off.
Now, but the motion is not for just that one thing. The motion.
Yes.
No.
No, the this motion, is, we're voting
we
on
took,
that
we
first.
We took the motion away. Now we're back to a motion just to amend this to take the word lighted out of that.
Okay.
So we're back to take the
layoffs. Correct. Question on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Arlett.
Per the applicant's testimony, I will be agreeable and say yes.
Mr. Burton?
Per the applicant's testimony, I'll be agreeable and say yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I say no, not take layoffs.
Mr. Cole?
Say yes.
I'll vote yes to motion carried. Now then, we need a motion motion to grant conditional use number 2092 for the reasons stated and with the amended conditions.
Move for adoption as amended.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Per the recommendations of planning and zoning and the testimony provided by the applicant today, I will be in favor and vote yes.
Mr. Burton.
Per planning and zoning's
as amended.
Recommendation, my motion is in favor per amended.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes, I thought we were just voted to pass it off.
No, we had to take the light off.
You said we couldn't take the light off to have one by ourselves. All of a sudden now we're here half vote twice.
Yeah, we're trying to be less efficient, I guess.
It looks like it, doesn't it?
Mr. Cole.
Yes, with the conditions.
With the condition as amended, all vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Go forth and sell.
Next.
And the next case is conditional use number 2093, filed on behalf of John Huss. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business with equipment storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 3.74 acres, more or less, located on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, west of Prettyman Road. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 6.20. The 911 address is not available. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission did hold a public hearing, and at their August 24th public hearing, they did recommend approval with conditions 1 through 6 and 6A through M as conditions. Thank you.
Any questions from council? Seeing none, Mr. Mandelas.
Thank you, Mr. Everett. Good afternoon, President Vincent, members of County Council, and staff. My name is Glenn Mandelas. I'm an attorney with Baird Mandelas Brockstead, with offices located locally in Georgetown and Lewis. With me is Jay Huss. He's the owner of Executive Lawns, and Mom is sitting right here, Ms. Dawn. We are seeking a conditional use approval for a landscaping business with equipment storage. The application comes before you with a recommendation of approval with conditions from the Planning Commission. And Ms. Cornwell has already laid out the location of the property. A little bit about the landscaping operation. If approved, Jay would like to erect a 3,200 square foot building for the storage of vehicles and equipment. The building will be to the rear of the property, more than 500 feet setback. All but perhaps three of the vehicles will be in the building. Those that will remain out of the building, probably three of them will be behind the building, parked out of sight. And that's consistent with one of the Planning Commission recommendations. Also consistent with the Planning Commission's recommendation is that the hours of operation will be limited to 6:30 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. The activity at the site actually is rather limited. Jay usually typically gets in around 6:30 to do some paperwork. The employees, he has 13 of them, they show up around 7. They show up in their personal vehicles, they switch to company vehicles, and leave for the day. The vehicles typically don't return to the site until the end of the workday. The only noise that probably will be emanated from the site is in the morning. A few lawnmowers need to be started to be put on the trucks before they go off the site. There's no manufacturing on the site, so there won't be any shredding or grinding of materials and no dyeing of mulch. That was another condition of the Planning Commission. There'll be no storage of chemicals on the site, no dumping at the site. Any dumpsters on the site will be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways, which is another Planning Commission condition. We'll use low voltage lighting for security measures, which also will be screened. All the trucks have tarps to cover the materials, so there shouldn't be any concern about debris on Route 9. We'll comply with DLDOT requirements for the entrance, and we'll obtain the approval of Sussex Conservation District for stormwater management. As for the neighbors, there's the Deerwood subdivision across Route 9. There's about 65 homes there. The south side of Route 9 has some tree screening. Most of those homes are further back down Fawn Lane. The Beaver Dam community is further west. To the immediate east of the property is the Delaware American Turkish Cultural Education Foundation. We've agreed to provide an evergreen buffer from that property. Again, our building will be set much further back than their building, but we will provide that buffer. There is a wooded parcel to the west owned by John Lingo. It's about a little over 48 acres. It's mostly undeveloped. There is an existing gravel lane. This became a discussion at the Planning Commission. There's an existing gravel lane that originates on Route 9 at our property. It moves to the west onto the Lingo property, crosses the property boundary there, then it connects with Old Wood Lane. There was a question about whether our truck traffic in the mornings and evenings would be coming on and off Old Wood Lane. We have agreed to and fully intend to remove that gravel lane from our property, so there will be no access through Old Wood Lane. We'll only be accessing the site off of Route 9. I think I've covered all of the conditions that the Planning Commission placed on this application, but so the record is clear, Mr. Huss will comply with all the conditions that the Planning Commission recommended. He runs a tidy business. We're confident his operation will not be detriment to the neighborhood. He's had no accidents, no complaints have been filed with the county during the years he's been in business. His business is consistent with the other commercial property operations on Route 9. The application is consistent with the comprehensive plan, and staff has noted in the report that the proposal could be considered consistent with land use and the surrounding zoning. With that, I thank you for your attention and happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you. Any questions?
Question to council. Mr. Cole.
I'm reading our notes from P&Z, and a couple people showed up in opposition. And it's stated here that their deed prohibits operation of a business. This deed is not.
That's correct.
Part of this, whatever their.
That's correct.
It's not part of a subdivision or anything like that.
That's right. There's no restrictions in this deed that would prohibit this sort of business. Okay. I think we submitted a copy of the deed at the planning commission level, and I can submit one here.
And does the Wood Lane go through out the other way to the other road? What is above up the
Prettyman's Road? Was that Prettyman Road?
It cuts from 9 to Prettyman.
Yeah.
This is Jay Huss, by the way, for the record.
The lane they're worried about is where the arrow is, right there. It comes in and stops.
It goes from that yellow property line arrow thing right straight through to the purple line.
Okay. Yeah, the lane is where it comes up here and then crosses over at some point onto this property.
We're not seeing that on the.
Oh, there it is. It's blue.
It's blue.
Yeah, you can. It's hard.
Oh,
so then it does connect with their lane back in here. So.
Was this all one property owner originally, maybe, possibly?
Yes.
That lane was meant for farm tractors going through, and that's where they had to go through and do their research to make sure that lane wasn't supposed to be there, which we just said Mr. Lingo wanted it closed off, so decided to close it off.
So it is closed off?
It will be.
Oh, it will be.
Hopefully.
Okay.
So
is there any drawings, like of a proposed conceptual site plan that he... where we're going to see this stuff and all that.
It's in our package.
Oh, we're in the package, okay.
And on the...
Yeah, I wonder if it was on this thing.
So where will your entrance be? It will be off...
George. It'll be the existing entrance.
Oh, here, I got one now.
The existing entrance that's there from the dirt lane. We're going to widen and make it big enough for two cars to pass in and out.
Because you're going to use the dirt lane. You're just going to cut off the back half of it that goes to John's.
Which goes off my property, yes.
Right.
Okay. So do you have an entrance approval for that from DLDOT?
You've been through the approval from DLDOT. They're not requiring any additional improvements to Route 9, but the entrance is approved.
The entrance is approved for just him?
Yes.
And then you're just going to close off the...
That's right. That's right.
The back entrance of it. And is there some condition about that the front part... I mean, I appreciate you moving everything to the back. Is there some... condition that could be allowed that the front of the lot not be used for business purposes?
The Planning Commission did not recommend that condition. There is a condition that requires us to show cross access. So if there's future development of the parcels to the east, there'd be cross access there. So that essentially prohibits us from doing anything closer to the front of the property because we have to leave that open in case we one day have to use that cross access.
And at what distance is that?
The Planning Commission didn't put a distance in the condition.
They didn't specify a location, so it could be at the front, it could be at the back. It was just the ability, if there's future interconnection ability, that they provide that.
Right. Would there be an objection to a condition that, you know, what I would not want to see is a bunch of stone and...
Right. I mean, my plan for the front is as soon as this goes through, if it goes through, is I'm killing that off, irrigating it, sodding it, planting trees. And, you know,
the problem is with a conditional use, if you sold it to somebody, would they be able to
It would be the whole thing would be a conditional
could be, use. Could be, right, exactly. Could just pretty much, I understand what you're saying. I think what you're saying is good. If they ever wanted to widen Route 9, we ought to make sure things are back anyway.
Do you know offhand what the setback is?
It's already a 40-foot front yard setback.
So we already have a 40-foot front yard setback, and one of the conditions is we can't store any materials or park any vehicles in that area. So we already have 40 feet off of Route 9 that there will be nothing there.
The blue line up there where it shows as the road goes out the back, technically had the right to shut that off, right?
Yes.
I mean, I belong to somebody else's property.
Right, he's going to stop it at his property.
I said you're going to stop at your own property.
Yeah. Right.
But when you go here on the blue line, it's somebody else's property.
Sure.
You can't really shut it off if you don't want to. Yeah.
But there still is an easement on this property for access that doesn't go away. Is that what I'm reading here? Where your proposed 24, is there a 50-foot wide access easement from one end to the, from Route 9 all the way back? Isn't there on that whole side of the property?
I don't believe it's 50 feet. It's probably smaller.
I think it's about 20.
Yeah. And Mr. Mandelas, have you checked to see, because the one property owner, once you go off your property, the back end towards Prettyman's Road, all that field that's behind there is one owner. And is the easement supposed to come through this property, or was it supposed to go through the J. Floyd Lingo property?
I think it was supposed to go through this property, is my understanding, right?
So technically, you may not be able to stop the owner of the property on the interior from going across your property, because that would be cutting off their access.
That may be the case,
but the wooded piece there.
Yeah, it's the wooded piece. It's the wooded.
Looks to me like the whole thing.
Yes, it is a Prettyman property. There's the wooded piece plus the farmland piece there. That's all one piece. But that comes through your property. Are you buying that from Mrs. Prettyman?
Yes.
Gotcha. So.
Yes.
So she can relocate it.
Right.
Okay.
No, I do have similar concern. To keep things back, it is Route 9. So
I'd like to see the.
I know you're saying you're going to stay back, but I want to make sure that if it changes hands, we just had one big, huge landscaping company bought another little guy out, mm-hmm. and then we got a problem because.
The building is 500 foot back, is what it is.
They had different ideas ahead of running their operation. So if you've got a suggestion.
So if there could be a condition that says, you know, none of your operations in the front yard setback.
Yeah, we'd be agreeable to that, the 40 feet. We hadn't planned on and make it a condition to the future owner, sure.
That works for me.
But do you want that front yard setback to be more than the 40 feet?
Yes. I think it's the...
What's shown on the plot?
Shown on the plot.
Okay.
You all right with that?
So say that again. What are you
saying? I can't do anything in front of my building. They're showing a parking area for my employees in the front of the building.
Right.
So from that point forward, I can't have any vehicles or anything out.
Correct.
I mean, that's pretty deep. I mean, it's already sitting back 500 feet.
I don't know. It's not. I don't have a scale on it.
It's 513 feet.
Right.
It's actually a little over 513 feet from the property line to his proposed building.
I would just say
250.
IG 60 feet is what
100 feet.
Why so much? It's not going to take a lot of God's property to me. I don't know.
That's all I meant to
you, the only thing I'm suggesting is 60 feet if they ever have to widen Route 9.
Okay.
It'd be easier to do it if there's nothing in that.
I can live with that. Can you live with that?
60 feet is what commercial buildings are required to be back.
Okay, sure, 60 feet is...
Isn't that correct? You know, 60 feet and no...
Yes, if it was off, if it was zoned commercial, the front yard setback would be 60 feet.
Yeah, that's what I say, and this is a commercial operation, so I think 60 feet fits in with our other ordinances, so
that's
if you all feel comfortable with that, that's probably a good number to use.
You okay with IG?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Moore, I guess you're writing that up?
Yes.
Because this is a commercial operation.
And if I can, just for the record, I forgot to mention that we did receive another letter in opposition that they just they don't agree with their road being used as a business. I'm going to note that they do live on Prettyman Road. This property is on Route 9, but that their neighborhood is peace and clean and from dust and traffic. So please consider that. And that's from Chow Ling Dick is the person's name. And again, he lives on Prettyman Road.
Well, was there some use previously with Prettyman Road by somebody associated with you?
I've never known.
I'm just wondering where in Prettyman's Road up there.
That's the one at the angle.
The purple will come through where the blue line is.
Yeah,
That's Prettyman. Right?
Right, and we don't have any intention of using Prettyman Road. It's all Route 9 access in the U.S. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they're concerned that the lane might not be cut off, and we'd cut up through Old Mill Road and go down Prettyman, and there's no intention to do that. We're going to... Shut off the lane.
What's
that? She used the word dust. Did you use the word dust? Too much dust?
Yes, they had concern about that from the neighbors.
Yeah.
It's a black copper. I'd use the dust as a problem with that.
Is there anything else that you have, Mr. Mandelas?
That's all, sir.
Okay. Any further questions from council? If not, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor?
Is mom in favor?
Is there anyone here today in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. Okay, with council, close public record. Mr. Moore, read a short title, please.
Yes, it's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscape business with equipment storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 3.740 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 5 with conditions 6A through M. And it's my understanding there...
If someone would make a motion to amend the conditions and add the front yard...
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, 62. Mr. Cole. Mr. Moore, if you please read the...
Yes, what I was proposing to do was change I to state the final site plan shall clearly show all areas for equipment storage and parking, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. There shall not be any parking or storage within 60 feet of the front right-of-way line.
Okay. Question on that motion?
No.
No question.
We'll take a vote on that motion. This is a motion only to add, to make the changes amendment.
That's correct.
Mr. Arlett?
And I will vote in favor of, yes.
Mr. Burton?
I will vote in favor.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will yes, too. Now then.
I got one more, one other issue here. We just did it last time. The issue about the lit sign, there's no retail sales. There's, everything's gone off site. Everything else, there's no whatever. I mean, is there a need for a lit sign? You got the subdivision right across the street. It's still a residential area. And my question, is there any support to limit it to just a sign?
I would, we have made this decision in previous conditional uses, but 32 is, 8x4. Again, I would like to see.
I'm just saying lit.
I understand.
I'm worried about the lit lighter part.
I would.
Any concerns?
Is there a motion?
I'm just going to see if there's any kind of, I'm looking for a consensus if there's anybody else might.
You have, is it lit, is the sign lit now?
There's no building or sign yet. The sign is going to be on the building, so it would already be set back 500 feet off of Route 9. So the concern about the subdivision across the street
I'm just concerned, yeah, about a road
sells.
Sign is the one I'm talking about. If a sign would be permitted up on the thing, I think on the building, I have no problem with that. So is there support for a sign to be not lit?
I support that.
But let me clarify on that. I mean, the applicant, if Mr. President, if I may.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you seeking a sign out on the road versus a separate from the building? Or
No. That's the part
that I'm confused
with. Right. No, our only intention is to put a sign on the building limited to the 32 square feet.
So the 32 square foot is related to the sign on the building?
Right. Right.
So then why don't we just add that language and attach to the building, right? And that takes care of your concern.
What?
It puts a long way off the road, I'll say.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If it's lit, I mean, that's way far.
Right.
Yeah.
If the concern is that, let's just add the language attached to the building or whatever and be done with it.
I'm just trying to be consistent with
if that were the case,
the signs along the roadways.
The language could be one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet located on the side of the building shall be permitted.
I would be,
fine with
it. I have a motion, Mr. Arnett.
I'll make that motion.
Mr. Cole, you'll second the motion. And Mr. Moore, if you will read that proposed amendment.
Yes, one lighted, this is on 6C, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet located on the side of the building shall be permitted.
Questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arnett.
I will vote in favor of.
Mr. Burton.
I vote in favor of.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Any more amendments?
No.
Entertain a motion to approve conditional use number 2093 for the reasons stated by planning and zoning and with the conditions as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
I will vote in favor of, per planning and zoning's recommendation, as amended.
Mr. Burton?
I will vote in favor of planning and zoning's recommendations per amended.
Mr. Wilson?
I'll vote in favor of P&Z's recommendation.
Mr. Cole?
Yes, for the same reasons.
I also will vote in favor of with the condition as amended. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next, Mr. Moore.
It's a conditional use number 2094 filed on behalf of Robert Dans. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a cemetery to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 0.774 acres more or less, located on the south side of Round Pole Bridge Road, approximately 1.23 miles northwest of Cave Neck Road. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 21, parcel 161.01. It is a portion of that property. The 911 address is 15584 Walkabout Lane, Milton. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on August 24th. At that time, the Planning Commission did recommend approval of the cemetery for conditions 1 through 6, or reasons 1 through 6. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Dukes.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm here on behalf of the Downs family. The patriarch of the Downs family was Bill Downs, who had a land improvement service. He did a lot of hauling, did a lot of construction in the area. He was born in Angola in a farmhouse in 1951. He died in September the 2nd, 2014. And one of the last requests he made to the family was that he would like to have a family cemetery established on the Downs farm, which is located near Milton. The company, maybe you remember Mr. Downs, he used to travel around with Wayne Hudson. He did a lot of improvements. We had the dump trucks and things like that. Right now, Robert Downs is the son. His son has taken over, and he is the owner of the land. And we've had the property actually surveyed, fenced off, and established already. Some of the Downs family is here today, and their request is that the county be allowed to establish or allow them to establish a family cemetery there. I'd like Bob to come up and just tell you a little bit about his family and what's going on. He's already taken the steps to invite the family to use this as a family grounds if it's approved, so let him discuss.
How many family members, Mr. Dukes, do they think they could put in that site?
Hi, Robert Downs, 15584 Walkabout Lane, Milton, Delaware. At this point, you know, obviously it was my father's wish to be buried on the farm. He had opened it to my surviving aunts and possibly his widow here today. My aunts have told me that they already have made other arrangements, so obviously they wouldn't be there.
He's going to be lonely.
Well, at some point, anytime soon, I would wish to be buried there, possibly my wife, possibly my two children, if and when the time comes. My brother, his wife, and their daughter would also be open to them if they so wished. So immediately one plot is all that's needed, but obviously maybe as many as, you know, 5 to 10, you know, and then future generations, if as long as the property is kept in the family, which I hope it does. I'll never sell it. I hope my children never do either. You know, it would go on from there.
The question would be to the attorney. I mean, with conditional uses, we can sell them and stuff like that. So we make this a family cemetery. It means anybody could maybe buy it, and some one of your kids sell it, and I mean another family could take it over, right? As long as it's not an open to the public type of thing. So I right. guess it is available to transfer to other parties.
Obviously, if the land was transferred, it would be transferred with it. But I'm sure Mr. Dukes is going to have the documents written in such a way that there would be perpetual care and the cemetery shown on that plot. So whoever bought it would be buying it subject to that.
The title companies, when we get into these family cemeteries in Sussex County, always take an exception, because in theory they're not given title insurance for where the cemetery is. That's up to the family themselves. Unfortunately, over the years, Delaware's never kept a real good record of cemeteries, and the cemetery commission, who I've talked to on this a number of times, has said they're working on it now to try to collect data from the cemeteries all around the whole county and state. and they're going to try to map that out. And then someday, hopefully, the planning and zoning people will have a map of where the cemeteries are.
Yeah, because we have had parcels sold and developers come in, and there's actually a family, you know, graveyard, and we supposedly have had to leave access, right?
Right.
Yes.
And actually, there's been some litigation in Sussex County in the past where there was one where there's a subdivision where there was no access, even though it was noted there was no access given. And the state has been working with that now, as Mr. Dukes indicated, he's been working with a commission on this, and that those kind of things are being corrected.
It's going to take a while, but they actually have students, archaeological students and people like that, gather information every summer, so that's been a summer project for the last couple of years. So hopefully, in a few years, you'll have a set of plans and plots so you all know what's going on.
Yeah, I think the last inventory was made in 1933, the Tatman review in Sussex County, or statewide. No one's died since then, but they actually had.
Those people are still voting, but.
They probably voted for you.
Oh, that explains it.
I do very well. I do very well.
That explains it.
That group.
Did you have anything else, Mr. Dukes?
Well, do we say where it is? I mean, is it just?
I mean, on the property, it's actually, this is the house that I'm living in, and the cemetery is actually, it's in this area. There's already a fence around it, and then it comes back over to a right of way as access to the house.
So even though the whole parcel is asking for a cemetery?
No, this is three-quarters of an acre.
It's that little parcel.
It's that little parcel. The whole parcel is obviously outlined in the yellow there, but like I say, this three-quarters of an acre, give or take, is the area.
So that's what would go on the map.
Yes.
What's that?
Okay.
Is that a woods? That is green. Well, I see green up on
so
that.
So it's a designated area. Yes, it is. It's an open area in the woods.
It's okay.
So that's right by the driveway into the house, so every time you go by, you can.
Yes, exactly.
That's it.
It's actually an area that I had a meeting with Daniel Parsons from the cemetery board.
You'll never be
and
lonely.
Mr. Lawrence Lank, you know, before he retired, you know, just questioning how much should I ask for, you know,
sure.
What's reasonable. You know, I didn't want to ask for too much or too little, you know, obviously. And I pointed this area out to him because there was an existing fence, and he led me to believe that, you know, that would be acceptable. That's why I chose this.
Listen, I love it. I got a plot, and I'm jammed in with all these other people. High density.
Is that going to be known as Green Hill?
They're going to stack you.
I think there's some Dukes, a couple right down from me.
I do have a question, important question. I rode by there the other day, and I did not see your father's exotic animals out front. Are they still there?
There's a few. There's less now than there was, but yes, there are a few. There's like four emus and longhorn cow and, you know, three llamas out there now.
They're going to graze in a cemetery.
That's right. So is the cemetery just for humans?
Yes.
Human remains?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, just wondering.
Okay. Did you have anything else? If not, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application?
My aunt, Judy Plute.
All his sisters.
And be my stepmother, my father's widow, which Andrea Downs.
Okay, thank you. And there was no one else that would like to speak in favor. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this request? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter and close the public record if council desires.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council, close the public record. Mr. Moore, read the short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. It is an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a cemetery to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 0.7774 acre, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 6.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
I will vote in favor per planning and zoning's recommendations and the conditions.
Mr. Burton.
I will vote in favor per planning and zoning.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes, with the conditions.
With the reasons they are planning on going 1 through 6, I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
The next matter, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Is conditional use number 2096, filed on behalf of Capitol Buildings Shed Outlet. It's my understanding that there has been a request to withdraw, and that was received today. Is that correct, Ms. Cornwell?
That is correct. We received that request this morning.
And as a result, since the request was made this late, the council does have to vote on this matter. So there would need to be a motion to approve this to be withdrawn.
A motion to approve?
No, a motion to allow them to withdraw it.
Oh, allow to withdraw it.
Yes.
And we don't vote on the application.
Okay. That's correct.
I'll make that motion that we withdraw application. Let me get back and find this.
Initial use 2096.
Thank you, sir.
Have a motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton, to allow the withdrawal of conditional use 2096. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
I will vote in favor of. I will vote in favor of.
Burton.
I will vote in favor of the withdrawal.
Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I also vote in favor of withdrawal. Motion carried. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I believe motion carried. We're now adjourned. Now then, while you're right here, guys, while you're